The Pretoria High Court has ruled that one of the men accused in the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial, Mthobisi Mncube, be transferred from a CMAX prison to a facility closer to his place of origin, or any maximum security centre that may be convenient. The court, however, dismissed Fisokuhle Ntuli's application to be moved out of solitary confinement. According to Judge Jan Swanepoel, Ntuli's application lacked urgency. The two accused had brought urgent applications to be removed from solitary confinement. Ncube, who has been incarcerated in the maximum security section of the prison since December 2020, said his conditions of incarceration led him to having a mental breakdown.
The respondents have argued that the matter is not urgent. They say so on two grounds. Firstly, the applicants have been imprisoned in these same circumstances for a long time, in the case of the first applicant for years, and any urgency, the respondents say, is self-created. Secondly, they argue that it would make no difference to the applicants if they were detained at CMAX until the review application in Part B is heard. Although the first applicant says that his incarceration amounts to torture in terms of Rule 43 of the United Nations Standard Minimum Rules for the Treatment of Prisoners, the so-called Nelson Mandela Rules, his case really hinges on the allegation that his further incarceration at CMAX is in conflict with the respondents' own standard operating procedures that only allow for the incarceration of a prisoner in CMAX for 18 months, save in certain exceptional circumstances. The first applicant has been there for 4 years. In my view, if a prisoner is incarcerated unlawfully, an application to rectify the position is inherently urgent. I will deal you under with the averment that the first applicant is unlawfully incarcerated. The first applicant has also alleged that the conditions under which he is incarcerated have caused him to suffer a mental breakdown. The allegation is denied by the respondents in a perfunctory manner, but they have made no effort to investigate the first applicant's complaints. I do not believe that the first applicant's averment should be rejected out of hand. I find that, as far as the applicant is concerned, the matter is urgent. The same cannot be said for the second applicant. Although he says that he is also the victim of the same allegedly inhumane circumstances in CMAX, his continued incarceration falls within the four walls of the Correctional Services Act, 11 of 1998, the regulations and the standard operating procedures. The allegation that the circumstances in which the applicants are held amount to torture is denied by the respondents, and I do not intend to make any finding thereon. In my view, there is no urgency to the second applicant's application. His application stands to be struck from the roll for lack of urgency.
Here is Judge Swanepoel handing down his ruling.
Nonetheless, I thoroughly take heed of the warning by Furnaman J in National Treasury that where one intrudes upon the domain of the executive on an interim basis, one should only do so in the clearest of cases. In my view, this is one of those cases in which it would be appropriate to grant an interdict. Firstly, the applicant's right not to be detained in CMAX in contravention of the Department of Corrections' own policy and without any due process has been established. Secondly, should the first applicant continue to be detained in these circumstances, not only may his mental health be at risk, his further incarceration will be unlawful and I would be allowing an ongoing wrong to be perpetrated. The first applicant's further incarceration beyond the 18-month period will likely result in irreparable harm to the first applicant. There are also no alternative remedies available. Finally, the balance of convenience favours the granting of the application. The first applicant will still be incarcerated in a maximum security facility. He will still stand trial, and there is no evidence that the respondent's operations may be compromised. On the other hand, should he be moved from CMAX, the first applicant's mental health may well improve with exposure to other prisoners and to more normal conditions. As far as costs are concerned, it was suggested that costs should be reserved for the termination in Part B. I believe that order to be appropriate. I make the following order. The first applicant shall be removed from the CMAX centre and returned to his centre of origin or to any other maximum security centre that may be convenient. Two, the second applicant's application is struck from a roll for lack of urgency. Three, the costs of Part A of the application are reserved for determination in Part B. I hand down the judgment.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.